In this bulletin, the death toll rises from deadly fires in Greece. Labour MP Emma Hussard takes personal leave as the coalition calls for her sacking. And Julian Alaphilippe wins stage 16 of the Tour de France. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Greece's Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has declared 3 days of national mourning after dozens of people died in wildfires that swept through seaside areas near Athens. Authorities say at least 74 people have died, with fears the toll could rise. Many of the dead were families found huddled together. The European Union is promising to do everything it can to help Greece with its deadliest fires in a decade. In a televised statement, Mr. Tsipras has called for strength.
Today, Greece is mourning, and in memory of those who were lost, we're declaring a 3-day period of national mourning. But we mustn't let the mourning overwhelm us, because these hours are hours of battle, unity, courage, and above all, solidarity.
The Victorian government says it's ready to provide emergency help to Greece. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has confirmed no Australians have been affected by the blaze. Melbourne is home to the largest Greek population outside of Greece. Labour MP Emma Hussard has taken personal leave effective immediately, saying she's received threats of violence which have been referred to police. The Western Sydney MP is facing an internal investigation into allegations of workplace bullying and harassment of staff. In a statement last night, she said the past few days had been incredibly difficult for her family, and her first priority was the safety and well-being of her children. Opposition leader Bill Shorten has supported her decision to take leave.
Emma Hussard's a good person. She's going through a very tough time. I think it's sensible that she's taking some leave, and I think that's appropriate. And of course, she's fully going to cooperate with the independent investigation by New South Wales Labor.
The government says Emma Hussard should be sacked and disendorsed as a party candidate if bullying allegations against her are proven. She's also been accused of using taxpayer-funded staff to perform personal tasks such as minding her children and walking her dog, as well as using a government-funded limousine service to transport her to a lawyer's office. Treasurer Scott Morrison says he agrees with his colleague Simon Birmingham, who says the MP should be sacked.
Bill Shorten should be the one cleaning up Ms. Hussard's mess. Not a staff, not anyone else. It should be Bill Shorten that is cleaning up her mess. Now, I would hope, I note that she's taken some leave for personal reasons, and I hope she's well, but I would hope that the Leader of the Opposition, Bill Shorten, has shown as much concern about the welfare of her staff as he's expressed for the member.
Julian Alaphilippe has claimed his second victory in this year's Tour de France, winning the 16th stage. The race was briefly interrupted with 187 kilometres to go by a farmers' protest when police used tear gas to disperse the demonstrators, and some of the riders were affected by the gas. Among them was world champion Peter Sagan and Britain's Geraint Thomas, who retained the overall leader's yellow jersey. Speaking after the race, Francis Alaphilippe reflected on the day's events.
Yes, today it was a really crazy day, you know. A lot of pain in my legs, I think, for everybody, but I cannot believe I win for the second time today. I knew the final, especially the last climb and the last downhill. I'm so happy.
And now today's weather. Perth showers, a possible storm, 18 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two clearing in 16. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 15. Showers clearing in Hobart, 12. Partly cloudy for Canberra, 14. A sunny day in Wollongong, 20. Sunny in Sydney, 22. Similar for Newcastle, 22 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 25. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.